Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back. We have Sean here from SCMF. And by the way, if you happen to call SCMF to place an order, make sure you mention that Dr. Bill Deagle and NutriMedical, and we'll get the commission because we have a lot of advertising here to try to get these amazing technologies with you. We expect to get our commission to maintain our business, which is important that you support what we have. And that's why we tell you, don't wander elsewhere to get nutraceuticals. Even if you hear commercials on my show, get them exclusively from NutriMedical.com. You're going to get the best here, and you're going to get free advice by email or call back. In fact, if you purchase one product, you even get a call back free. And I do that all the time. It's a ministry. But I expect that loyalty and realizing for your own safety. I recently had a discussion with a doctor who somehow tried to match his knowledge with mine about cardiac prevention. And he had, on his testing, he had a metaplastic scan, showed he had a blocked arteries. I sent him for a cardiac catheterization, and he ended up with 80% blockage of one artery and 100% of another. Now, of course, his cardiac CT scan, which is a cardiolite scan, was negative because he built up collateral blood flow, but the thing is, he's still at risk of a cardiac arrest. And his family has had premature heart disease. I recommended we do apoproteins and lipid electrophoresis, which he hasn't done yet. You have to understand this. I don't care if you think your doctor is the best thing and he goes golfing with you and has dinners with you or barbecues with you. I match my knowledge to any doctor in any specialty, period. And if you think your doctor knows more, give me their phone number and their email, and you're going to see the incredible shrinking professional. I've been at this a very long time, soon approaching half a century, so I'm going to tell you, I don't put up with foolishness. And I want people to understand, you need to know. There's a lot of Yahoos out there marketing stuff. It's like, you know, I heard about this crystal stones to block radiation stuff. No, you need radiation blocking materials. You need to know where the dangers are. You need to actually get your smart meter off your nose and get a non-smart meter, analog meter. You need to protect yourself with walls or clothing or whatever, like canopies, because the scalar radiation is everywhere. In fact, they plan on putting it even in the sky, so by 2020, 2 years from now, they can have up to 12,000 satellites in the air distributing 5G Wi-Fi networked every square inch of the planet. This is not safe, and it's dangerous for all life forms on Earth. It's a scalar extinction level event. So, Sean, what do you think of that? Isn't that nuts?
Absolutely. But you can stay safe.
Yeah, you can stay safe, but it's not going to be funny because it means you have to be very vigilant. The problem is that people don't understand. People say, well, that's not dangerous. I said, look, I have classified access to information. I took care of people working on directed energy weapons. And they're basically just modifications of things that are actually in the public. For example, if you go through a terahertz scanner at the airport, and they tell you everything's fine, don't worry about it, just hold your arms up and they're scanning your body. You don't realize you're actually getting irradiated with a sideband frequency from microwaves. Would you, if it was big enough, walk inside your microwave with it on? I don't think so. So, you know, when knuckleheads try to tell you everything's fine and they're not qualified and they don't understand quantum biophysics, they need to shut the hell up. I'm sick and tired of people who are Google geniuses second-guessing Dr. Deagle. Ain't going to happen. And I'm going to give you a smackdown, you know. This is like World Federation Mental Martial Arts. And I am a vicious combatant. I do not take people lightly, and they need to understand. If you ask a straightforward question, I'll give you a straightforward answer, and I'll give you the whole facts, including research papers if you want. But you need to understand, it's extremely unlikely on any topic which I talk about that you think you have superior knowledge. It just isn't going to happen. I'm driven, and I've been at this for decades, so it's not going to happen. And you have to understand your regulatory authorities, including Donald Trump, who 8th of January authorized 5G network everywhere. This is toxic and dangerous. It's literally building the matrix, not just so you can have 5G network robots and cyborgs and skyways instead of highways where your autonomous drone will land in your yard or on your driveway and pick you up and fly you without a pilot to your destination. This is the Jetsons on steroids, and it's toxic to our DNA. And you need to understand already smart meters, cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, Gwen towers, and just the destruction of the upper ozone layer, so ground level cosmic rays, X-rays, and high ultraviolet B, C, and D light are actually very toxic to our cells, and people don't get it, do they? They don't get it that the powers that be don't know a damn, or they don't give a crap whether or not you get sick or die prematurely because of it, whether it's cataracts or cancer. Okay? So if you think you know more than me, I'm going to scare the living daylights out of you with ugly facts. You need to understand the powers that be not only don't care about you, they're trying to kill you. So what do you think about the cyber matrix they're building with Bill Gates and Branson and all the other fools that are putting up all this stuff? It's crazy, isn't it?
Pretty insane, not to mention the request for 12,000 new satellites in our atmosphere.
Right, and these, by the way, are going to be low Earth orbit satellites. The big project they had years ago is called Iridium, which, by the way, publicly went bankrupt. It's all bull. The fact is the original project was military-grade satellite connections for military operations, and they authorized and gave technology to the communist Chinese and Russians through their satellite uplink stations in Beijing and Moscow so they could accurately target U.S. cities with long-range nukes. So that's why the mega-sized nukes that the Russians are making, like their, 100 megaton super weapons, you could almost crack the planet. They wanted to get much more accurate ones, and they basically got it during the Bill Clinton administration. They passed on through Lockheed Martin and Sputnik and the London Stock Exchange technology through the Iridium project directly to Russia and China. People don't know that. We've made sure that the AQ Khan over at Waziristani plant in Pakistan, funded by the Saudi Arabians, built nukes. They're the largest nuke plant outside Russia and America. So people need to start grasping that the powers that be are nuts, and they're actually trying to kill us and genetically modify us. That's why whether genetically modified food or genetic modifications through epigenetics, through scalar radiation, if people say they can't insert ideas in your head, well, you can walk by a soda machine in Japan, and infrasound can actually beam to your subconscious mind through the petrous temporal bone, actual sounds that it's time to get for you to buy a Japanese soda in Japanese. Do you think, well, it's actually, believe it or not, it's not illegal in Japan to do that. Is that nuts or what? They even have helmets and the working railway workers and electrical plants in China where they monitor your brain waves and actually report it back to whether or not you're stressed or not, whether it's time for a break or you're going to have, start having production problems because you can't think straight. So, believe it or not, enter the matrix. And if you think it's not toxic to your DNA, let me give you a big notice. You don't know what I know. And if you think you or your PhD physicist or your so-called doctors know more than Dr. Deagle, bring it on. It's going to get ugly. What do you think? Think my challenge? You think anybody is foolish enough to bring on my challenge? I don't get callers that disagree with me, except the last 6 years ago I had a doctor who actually had the balls and the stupidity to try to argue with me about vaccines, and I tore him apart. I call it the amazing shrinking MD-PhD. They go from 6'4 to 3'6". You see them all of a sudden, they're an intellectual dwarf. What do you think?
Great way to see it right there.
And Dr. Deagle, you see, I'm like your big brother, but I don't take captives. And I don't have social grace to say, shut the hell up, Deagle, because you're socially inappropriate. You're upsetting people. They hate your guts. I don't care what you think about me. I still love you. I'm going to take care of you like a good big brother. And I don't care what you think. If you think you know more than me, I'm going to hit you with a power hose of ugly facts about how the deep state wants to kill you. And if you think I'm making up the stuff, it's a quote conspiracy theory. That's an idea thought up by the CIA to make sure they disclaim people like me that actually ask questions and find answers. And I have above top secret clearance and still have contacts in the Pentagon, CENTCOM, and other agencies. I'm going to tell you, You don't want to take Dr. Deagle on. It's going to be ugly. Now, you can ask a question, and I beg people to call into the show and ask a question that's so tough, no other human being on earth would dare challenge it, but I can take on any issue. Just, I'm not going to ask you right now, Sean, are you working in an organization, LSEMF? Ask me the toughest question you think all your other people in your organization haven't asked about toxic electricity, space-based radiation, cosmic rays, anything you want about scalar radiation or ultraviolet light or radiation from Fukushima Daiichi and TEPCO, which is, by the way, an umbrella company, and all the service companies for it are American. Ask away. Ask a question, one or two. Go ahead.
All right. You know a way other than lead to shield not EMF radiation, but the other radiation?
Yeah, depleted uranium. You can actually put DU plates inside a tank or inside a tunnel, say around Fukushima Daiichi, and it's been proposed. And it'll block high-energy neutron flux, which is, the neutron flux from deteriorating isotopes, is blocked very nicely by depleted uranium shielding. John is on the hot seat. He's going to ask some tough questions from Dr. D that he may have mused or he's talked to his other colleagues about, because they're experts in all kinds of materials, blocking walls, blocking clothing, canopies over your bed, ways of measuring scalar radiation like the gigahertz solution machine from Germany. They have a packet of things to test your radiation around your home, from dimmer switches, Wi-Fi networks, and everything else with a step-down transformer, including a little packet used for your laptop that's generating back radiation into your home, a Stetsurizer to block the low-frequency radiation. And Dr. Stetzer actually went to visit Moscow and Russia. That's why they certify that their radio stations and TV stations can't generate over a certain amount of energy because it's toxic to cells. And the British Russians are probably seven decades ahead in terms of this area of scalar radiation effects on biological systems. And they developed jamming effects to not only jam regular communications like the Cook, which is one of our naval ships we blocked about 3 or 4 years ago, but also the fact that these biological frequencies are very damaging to all life forms, including insects, people, etc. In fact, I would call it an electrotoxin extinction-level event. We're actually in the cusp of it, and if these fools get away with putting up 5G network, in fact, I tried to get Mr. Furstenberg come on my show, and he said, well, I can't come on your show because you're involved with conspiracies. I said, so are you. They're talking about guards, which is their thing against 5G networks. And I said, you know what? He didn't understand scalar radiation. Well, ask away, Sean. I'm ready to give you the answers. And this is non-ionizing scalar radiation. And you need to understand, I'm going to explain it if you have a question in that area. Go ahead.
All right. So, you know, we here at LSEMF, we're experts in metering. And we're experts in shielding. But we're not experts in the medical side of things. So how is it that something as simple and common as a cell phone is having such an effect on people?
Okay, let's think of it. Your cell phone's generating frequency, and frequency is information. When information hits the cell surface of the body or any living thing, insects, trees, whatever, it has an effect on altering gene induction. And you have to understand, if it actually jams the gene induction or causes a false signal, it jams the communication between your telomeres, say, in the little infrared antennas in the end of your chromosomes, and the ion channels let plasma minerals come in or amino acids. So it actually turns off gene induction. So you've got to think of a biophoton flux, which is the flux of biophoton information traveling between your end of your chromosomes and your ion channels, determines how old you are. If you look at a baby and you put a number, let's say 200 for the biophoton flux, and you're an elderly person in your 70s, maybe you got a biophoton flux of 40 or 50. And as the lights go out, as the biophoton lights go out, or they're jammed, your actually DNA gets shut off and you get gene silencing to make messenger RNA for structural proteins and enzymes. So basically it's jamming your cellular communication between your telomeres and your DNA and your ion channels. And all scalar radiation, if it contains information that blocks specific genes, and that's why, for example, if you have a mercury ballast light in your ceiling, that mercury ballast light is actually generating frequencies that have the same toxic effect of mercury inside your cells. And if anything is in the vertical part of the periodic table of elements, let's say mercury is in the same place in the table of elements as, say, zinc, it shuts down your zinc metalloenzymes for making messenger RNA and for cellular production of messenger RNA to actually make protein. So that's why you look at depleted uranium, for example. We have DU poisoning of our troops. It blocks molybdenum and chromium because in the same vertical line in the periodic table of elements. So you can expect the wasting syndrome, diabetes and prediabetes type syndromes, and what's called sarcopenic wasting of your muscles because you block the muscle metabolism, the muscles literally disappear. So it's actually pretty straightforward. It's informational blocking of your DNA regulation of protein production and enzymes. Crazy, hey?
Yeah.
So in other words, if these fools get away with it, we are starting what's called the end of life on Earth. 12,000 satellites covering every square inch of the planet with scalar radiation so you get high-speed connections. And it'll be fancy for a few years until people start dying of premature cancer, dementia, and other illnesses like ADD. Because if you don't think it's not just toxic vaccines that are causing ADD, like the acellular pertussis and the MMR vaccine, no. It's a toxic food with genetically modified food. And you say, well, my beef is genetically modified. Sure it is. If you're feeding GMO corn and other things, like modified corn to animals, and you're eating the animal, you're eating their genetically modified flesh. And they discovered, for example, that modified corn, given fed to gerbils, will actually cause their testicles to shrivel, they get cancer, they become obese, and they get microcephaly. That was discovered by an Indian research biochemist working at the Edinburgh Institute, actually doing drug testing on the new modified corn that they're trying to launch from Mount Satan. I call it Monsanto. But you see, you got to understand, right on the side of your home, you got a smart meter, and you got a cell phone on the side of your head, and you increase 300% plus the chances of getting a FAST2B cancer induction of an astroglioma in your brain or your auditory nerve caused by sticking a cell phone on the side of your head where you get scalar breakdown of your cell membranes and your ion channels. So it's very real. Yeah. So what do you think, Sean?
I think we're all going to be in need of serious amounts of shielding.
Yeah, a couple minutes. We'll be back in. Yeah, well, everybody does. And the problem is, you see, the public, by and large, don't want to believe these facts. They have what I call, and I like to use these terms to kind of get people's ire up, okay? I call it vicious ignorance. These are people that literally have the nerve to bare their teeth to Dr. Deagle, or people like me that are informed and know what's going on. And they want to say, we want to kill you, the messenger, because you're just scaring us. I need to scare you into the truth, because you need to realize you're getting fried from the inside. Why don't we just call everybody, instead of human beings, we'll call them beaker frogs. You know the old story about seeing a little beaker and the frog in the beaker, and they're in a laboratory, and they got the Bunsen burner underneath, and they go bubble, bubble, bubble. The frog's saying, hey, this is a nice warm bath. I like it here. Pretty soon, the frog's actually cooking, and their legs are cooked enough they can't jump out. And the problem is, people say, no, that's not happened. My regulatory authorities, my politicians I voted for, I watched a guy this morning from a show yesterday with Clark Tucker Carlson, and they had this moron, Swalwell, S-W-A-L-W-L-L. He wants us to swallow his gun control legislation and his regulatory stuff on guns. But it's not these control freaks. They want to shove down our throats things like everybody's got to have a solar panel on your roof. Let me tell you, you do not put solar panels on your roof because it creates genetic scale radiation. If you have to put them, you put them in your yard with EMF blocking radiation setups so it doesn't make your whole entire home a radiation zone. You know that, don't you? You don't stick solar panels on your damn roof unless you're blocking that radiation from it because it's going to descend from your roof right through your ceiling into you. Pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, there's other reasons not to put solar panels on. Our tech just isn't there yet, and that's all there is to it, but...
Yeah, but there's lots of reasons why you don't do it. Not only that, why would you want to put solar on your roof when you're not getting proper value for the dollar? In fact, they're trying to charge people that generate solar and try to sell it back to the power corporation for paying for the actual grid instead of paying you for the number of kilowatts you're actually generating. So what you want to do is get off the grid and have EMP-proof systems because the powers that be want the grid eventually to fail. They want the power to go out because they want to see the mutation of human beings from Homo sapiens to Homo sapiens carnivalis. Do you ever heard of that subspecies?
I have not.
Well, actually, they are human beings after the 4th to 12th day where they're starving to death, turn into cannibals. That's why the emergence of Homo sapiens carnivalis shows up in your big cities. When there's no food brought to the stores, the water's being shut down, and everybody's hungry, dehydrated, angry as hell, armed to the teeth, and violent. There you go. And if you think that the scalar radiation isn't decorticating the masses of people to make them act like animals, and the amygdala and their reptilian brain is taking over, you're not paying attention. It is.
I tried other
And we have Fareed here, and we did an A to Z, and I got almost down to the end of the thing there. I didn't touch on tendon mender too much, but I did touch on testo, ultrathiamin B1. What you have to understand is when you're taking cardiovasc, all of us are developing with our Western diet cardiovascular disease. Now, you have to look at different cultures as to whether or not it's sugar that's a problem. For example, if you look at Sri Lanka, the amount of sugar they intake is a lot more than ours. Why don't they have as much heart disease? You look at other cultures, like, for example, Eskimos and Inuit, people from Northwest Territories, they don't get heart disease, even though they eat constant blubber. In fact, I worked with Dr. Moskowitz at the Vancouver General Hospital, University of British Columbia, and he was a PhD biochemist as well as a cardiologist. I also worked with a cardiologist from Harvard back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I tell people, you know, if you think you know more than Dr. Deagle, and I've been pursuing this for decades, you're going to get a beating because you don't understand what you even ask questions about. For example, all the doctors in the country, including North America, Europe, whatever, are doing nuclear spectroscopy of lipids. They don't actually measure it. They're estimating it based on what they think they measure with nuclear spectroscopy. If you actually do an electrophoresis, you actually look at the lipid fractions, and the most dangerous one to cause plaque is small particle HDL. You usually hear the word HDL, you think, oh, that's really good stuff. Yeah, HDL is like a big brush, and it can brush off the artery walls. They also don't measure homocysteine, and if you don't do an L-methionine challenge beforehand, you're not going to get a surge of homocysteine that burns the hell out of your artery walls. You have to understand it's 9-neuronyl hydroxycholesterol that's oxidized with free radicals and oxidized trans fatty acids, because we often cook with partially hydrogenated vegetable oil that causes T-bars or oxidized fatty acids, that when our macrophages eat these little globules, they die and form a thing called a foam cell and release soluble ICAM-1 and 2. And they release and therefore activate factors that precipitate platelets and fibrin. So if you think your doctor understands the factor 5 Leiden mutation, the intrinsic and extrinsic pathways and others, I'm going to give you and your doctor a beating. Because you pretend to know stuff, even if they're a cardiologist and they don't even look at blood viscosity and cytokine levels, which you can measure at Veritas labs like IL-17, TNF-alpha, etc., and levels of hydroproxy, nitroproxy, and singlet oxygen radical in their byproducts, or the effect on plaque formation and calcium metabolism and vitamin K metabolism. Now, when you take cardiovasc, and there's 7 synergistic herbals, this is the center of our formula, but we add other things, vitamin K2 to reverse calcified arteries, we can show up on a high-speed CT scan, blood viscosity, which you start to reduce by taking just cardiovasc, but we add to it, say, natokinase. So people have to understand we're all heading toward vascular disease because, in fact, our entire culture, if you look at the 5 leading causes of death, they're not as much as just the causes of vascular death, stroke, heart attack, deep veins, thrombosis, and embolism. Vascular disease is getting us all because of our experiments on what we eat in our diet, scale radiation that depletes our minerals that actually protect our artery walls from Wi-Fi network cell phones and Gwen Towers, now 5G, and we have crappy food and animals that are fed and treated, mistreated, so they have high stress hormone levels and high free radicals and heavy metals and halide toxins from pesticides and genetically modified flesh by eating genetically modified food that's in their own feed. So let's go through the 7 synergistic things in cardiovasc. And if people say, well, I use such and such a product, I'm not even going to mention some of the names, they're disgusting. They're not nearly as powerful as cardiovasc, and they're not the original formula, and they don't test every batch to make sure the biomolecules are at the proper dosage range to make sure every batch is the same. Just like if you're going to make a drug, the drug has to be pill 1 per pill 1,000 has to be the same milligram, or you're going to get really nasty effects of too strong a diuretic or heart or brain effect, which is dangerous. So you want to make sure the biomolecules are at the right concentration and are in the right part of the plant, You use the wrong part of the plant, you don't even test each batch, you have no idea whether or not you're going to get the same biological effect. Ours does. That's why it's got the highest certification in the world in Canada, and that's why it's almost like a kind of like a natural drug certification to make sure that the molecules are present at the right concentration from the right part of the plant, which we'll start off with Vitexin. Give us a story there, Fried.
Sure. So the Vitexin is a marker compound that is found in the hawthorn plant. And a couple things about the plant that we use European-grown hawthorn, not Chinese because it's a different genus, has different effects in the body. And most importantly, we use the leaf and flower extract, not the berries, because that's where the active constituent is found.
Everybody knows about digoxin, which improves cardiac contractility, but they don't realize Vitexin is a natural molecule that improves heart and blood vessel contraction. Through two-thirds to three-quarters of your blood flow to the tissues, we call Kreislauf or perfusion, is actually your blood vessels contracting in the secondary peristaltic wave after the heart peristaltic shearing force hits it. And if your mitochondria aren't healthy in the intimal and medial layer of your artery walls, you're not going to get a peristaltic push of blood to the periphery, to the arterioles and the arteries and the vascular bed. So that's very important. Next component is?
So then we have the garlic.
And it's not just garlic. This is aged garlic, which contains not only the ACE receptor blocker, but also the antipathogenics to kill nanobacteria. Because people think, well, my arteries are sterile. As I mentioned in a few previous shows, I ask medical students and residents when they come to my office in Denver, because I was a preceptor for medical students and residents, and they wanted to get clinical experience. They said, well, is your blood sterile? Oh, yeah, my blood's sterile. I said, how about we just stick your arm out, and I'll draw it, and we'll stand here, and we'll ask medical questions until the cork pops from the gas being produced by your blood and the bacteria eating away at it. Come on, okay? And they get real embarrassed. I say, you know, you look good for a TV show, but you don't know squat. And I'm going to teach you now, so hopefully you'll remember this. The body is a battlefield. Your body is constantly being chewed away at. And I use the analogy, and I use this sometimes to get through, because when you make people laugh, you sometimes make them think. Do you know how you can tell somebody's thinking?
Nope.
No. There's three ways you can tell. The first is you see black smoke coming from their ears, you see sparkles coming from their eyeballs, or their hair goes on fire. That's how you tell that they're thinking. Most people don't have original thought, because if they did, because they go along like lemmings or quack quack like ducks or whatever, they don't think. They have play with their mental blocks, which means they live with cognitive dissonance every day, believing one thing and another thing. They're in total conflict, which I find bizarre. They accept things because their doctor said it, their pastor said it, their teacher said it, their wife said it, their husband said it. Wow, my doctor said this. It's perfectly safe to take, you know, HMG chorea reductase inhibitors to lower my LDL cholesterol. Yeah, it's okay, because you're going to get castrated and demyelinate your brain and block CoQ10. That's not good. So next component is?
So then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne is going to raise nitric oxide, and you have a three-gas system in your body. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, nitric oxide. If you don't have nitric oxide, you can't have the oxyhemoglobin release oxygen. For example, that's why we use hyperbaric oxygen. If I had somebody with heart disease, I recommend they get a lumen pad to put over their heart in frequency 4. We also have EGFT frequencies, which I'm working on, so we can do that through the Sonic Life and so on. And I get them in a hyperbaric chamber. Plus, I give them Supernox and Beat VO2 Max powder so they generate nitric oxide, because you can't release oxygen into your tissue unless you have nitric oxide from the oxyhemoglobin dissociation curve. Next is?
So then we have the bilberry.
Bilberry is a diionizable antioxidant. It's going to go through all the tissues to grab free radicals. So when you take bilberry, it's the next smallest antioxidant is hydrogen. And so it's going to go through and kind of mop up your liver, your kidneys, and other organs by grabbing free radicals. That's why things like blueberry or bilberry pie is so good for you, because it's going to grab free radicals. Next component.
And we have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is interesting. It's going to lower blood viscosity. It's going to improve microcirculation. So there's two types of dementia, for example. Microcirculatory dementia, where you can see an MRI of the brain is abnormal, and you can look at a SPECT perfusion scan and say, oh my gosh, your brain looks like Swiss cheese. Not good, which means the areas where there's like Swiss areas where there's no blood flow, there's no thought either. There's no astrocytes firing off a neural network. And the other type is demyelinating. So you want to make sure you improve blood flow to all your organs. So people take cardiovascular and say, hey, I can remember all my grandchildren and their birthdays. I remember my grocery list. I remember how I go and play cards or poker or whatever. In other words, you don't get pre-dementia symptoms. That's what's neat. It actually improves all your organs, including your brain. Good idea, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Back in a moment with more truth. I call truth trauma. You like that? Truth trauma. Listen up or suffer. Welcome back, and so Fareed, let's continue our list.
All right, so we got as far as the bilberry, I believe, and or did we talk about the ginkgo?
Yes, we did, talking about microcirculation. Yep, go ahead, next.
Yeah, okay, so then we got the milk thistle.
That's going to be detoxifying, and it's important to realize that a lot of our food, our wrappers for food, our processing techniques, air, food, and water, you know, toxic pesticides, are all basically need to be detoxified. And what our body does is it does glucuronidation, sulfation, methylation, and conjugates. And that's why you also need to make sure that you don't have deconjugating dysbiotic bacteria in your gut. Because a lot of times they get out in the stool and the body is trying to eliminate. But if you have constipation or you have deconjugating bacteria in your lower gut, you re-release them back to the target organs, to kidney, brains, the ovaries, testicles, prostate, and then you induce DNA changes in cancer. And every sick organ, by the way, is infected with fungi, bacteria, and viruses. People say, well, it's my organs are sterile. I say, you're a fool. If I cut your kidney out and set it here in a sterile environment, it's going to deteriorate because the bugs already in it are going to start eating it alive once we remove it from your body if it's warm enough for the bugs to grow. There's bugs everywhere. Right? I've extended what's called the infectious disease theory of disease and the free radical theory, and they're tied directly together. And if you don't fight free radicals and you don't fight pathogens and you don't improve perfusion or Kreislauf, every tissue that's sick is always hypoxic, acidotic, and has a free radical load and electron deficiency. Every tissue, if you actually look at its electron potential, the biopotential or bioimpedance of a tissue is low, that organ is going to get sick because it's got low electron density, high levels of free radicals and toxins and stealth pathogens growing in the tissue, including your artery walls. And the autonomic nervous system responds to it because vasospasms of your coronary arteries or your aorta occurs because that organ is actually forming an abnormal autonomic circuit with your ganglia in your abdomen, your thorax, your chest. And those abnormal ganglia actually amplify the dysautonomy of the organ. So you can look at a thermography of someone who's got dysautonomy if they've got coronary spasm. And without dysautonomia, you can't get coronary spasm and eventually plaque and a blocked artery. So blocked arteries happen first, and the plaque precipitates because there's free radicals there. So that's pretty comprehensive. Now, what do I give with it? I give Omega Supreme Pro, Omega Fatty Acids, 400% more absorbed. I give Vascucare Carnitine. I give nutraceuticals such as Gamma E Plus to stop nitro peroxy radical, Nanokinase to reduce blood viscosity and cytokine levels, Cell Detox Glutathione and Ultrathione B1. And, of course, we recommend you take the CoQ10 Supreme and CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, both. And the reason is you want to cover the general circulation and across the blood-brain barrier as well. So that's important. And you want to take adequate levels of magnesium for the peripheral tissues. It's magnesium glycinate for the brain. It's magnesium L-threonate, which is our brain mag, in a powder form for drink. So if you do all these things, and we can do testing on you. That's why I had a gentleman here. I've just emailed him back today. The first thing I tell people is if you do a menopausia scan with me, I can narrow your testing by 95%. But if you just want to go on kits, I can send you the test kit for Veritas Labs, for Meridian Valley Labs for blood viscosity and cytokine levels. And I can look at your lipid electrophoresis and tell you exactly why you're getting heart disease and why all your relatives died on the 52nd birthday. I remember some years ago I had a guy come into my office and he was like, it's beads of sweat in his forehead. I said, why are you worried? Why are you look so stressed? He says, my birthday's coming. I said, well, nothing to be that afraid of. Oh, yeah, it is. He said, why? He said, I had two brothers that died and my father all on their 52nd birthday. I said, you're kidding. they died on their birthdays? I mean, looks like there's a death angel with a bony finger waving, come here, you have heart disease and it's genetic and you're eating the wrong foods. And I said, we'll test you and find out what's going on and we'll stop it. We did, and he didn't die on his birthday. But he was a nervous wreck. And people don't understand, at least he was aware enough that if it happened to my two brothers and my father on their birthdays, maybe it's going to happen to me if I don't intervene. He did. And we stopped him from dying on his birthday. Pretty funny, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to give a warning out to all those who think they can second-guess Deagle. If you listen to me, you know, like, Baruch Atah Adonai Melech Ha'olam, which is the Hebrew of the Aaronic blessing, you know, I'm going to bless you, the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you listen, live long and prosper, like Spock used to say, because remember, he was a Jew. And he would say these things, which is the Aaronic blessing. And he put his hands like the Aaronic priest, which separates your third and fourth fingers into the V, right? Which is what they say when they say the prayer. And you have to understand, if you listen to me, and listen to my advice, don't wander off and buy supplements that are either advertised on my show or on magazines and all over the place. Everybody and their dog are selling supplements of some kind. Most of them are garbage. It's a Yahoo-rich environment. It's like a Wild West of supplements. Some of them are completely obliteratedly useless. Others have marginal benefits, but they only last so many minutes, and then they're gone, like if you take ALA. And you don't want to take a knockoff of this formula. This formula was developed by your dad, Sam Abraham, for the Chelation Society of Alberta. Now, if you take chelation, you don't need to go to a chelation clinic. I give our Chelar Max and our liquid zeolite, and we want to replace the minerals with Minerals Plus and Vitamin Mineral Max or Mix. But for God's sake, don't think that you're going to second-guess Dr. Deagle and prosper. And I have to say what for even recently to one of my doctor friends, who somehow presumed he knows more than Dr. Deagle. Bad move. It's like saying, I know more than you, and I'm going to do fine. I talked to my colleague here and there, and I took this crap and that crap. I'll give you an example. Recently, I had one of my doctor colleagues say, you should take this stuff here called Nanobac TX. Now, I looked at the formula. It's insane. It's stupid. And it'll give you diarrhea. It's going to be things that are going to just wreck your guts. And it's not going to actually fix the problem. Our supplements will, and they won't hurt you. You'll feel great. In fact, if you take Cardiovasc, your other vitamins you're taking, you'll absorb more. You'll perfuse your tissues better, and those vitamins and minerals will be delivered to the target organs better because you're actually improving Kreislauf or perfusion. You got to perfuse not just with oxygen, but with nutrients. So if your Kreislauf or perfusion is better, guess what? Your target organs will say, hey, they give you I call it a cellular high five. Say, hey, thanks a lot, Deag. Thanks for the supplements. I needed those to regenerate my kidneys overnight. Remember, your stem cells only regenerate when you're asleep in stage 4 sleep, when your stem cells get out like architects and engineers, and the laborers arrive with the building blocks. Now we have our new building blocks arriving soon with the Red Deer Velvet DR, which is a delayed release Red Deer Velvet. And that's important for people to understand that these supplements, they work as an orchestra. You can't just take one or two. You got to take the whole orchestra that I recommend if you want to prosper. So that's what I want people to understand. It's really important to know that you're going to take the right supplements and the right timing of the day. And cardiovascular usually recommend for a large male, let's say 250, 300 pounds, he's going to take three caps three times a day or 45 drops. Every size male or female, say 150 to 200 pounds, two capsules or 30 drops. And a small female, say 110 pounds, one capsule or 15 drops three times a day. Now, for people, if they have a serious disease, like their blood pressure is real high or they've already had previous vascular events, you need to bump that dosage up one notch. So even if you're a smaller female, you need to take a higher dose. And you can monitor by monitoring your lipid electrolytes. We can do a QRMA and metaphyseal scan on you. We can do blood viscosity tests and cytokine markers. And we can see if what we thought we got, you know, like when you go with your kids on a trip and they say, are we there yet, Dad? You can't say you're there yet unless you actually do a test, whether it's a quantum test like a QRMA or metaphyseal scan, or you do a fancy blood work test. Now, your doctor may not be aware, but these tests are done at federally certified labs. And that's the problem. Don't underestimate, like Napoleon said, don't underestimate your enemy when he's making a massive blunder. I believe the reverse. Do interrupt your patient customers when they're making a massive blunder thinking they've become Google geniuses and they think they know more than Dr. Deagle, or their doctor says, well, your doctor is just on the radio. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I challenge you and your knucklehead doctor to think they know more about what causes vascular disease than I do. That's just not going to happen. And I'll freak out your doctor if I get their phone number and their email. It's going to be a very unpleasant day. You know, they can scam other people in their university or their college or their colleagues. But to be honest with you, remember, it's a clique. The medical system doesn't want you to find a cure for disease or aging or heart disease. It's bad for business, man. They want you to have your requisite half dozen to a dozen drugs, your cardiac bypass, your hospital stays, your cabbage procedure. They don't want you to be well. Are you kidding? We don't want to see the appearance of the elderly. That's old people that are really healthy playing sports and going back into business. You know? It's anathema to them. Believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be back. Do enjoy the holiday coming up for Reed. Enjoy it with your little boy and your wife.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next week. I guess even though you're a Canadian, a Canuck, you can think about us down here in America enjoying Memorial Day, thinking about all our troops going off to more wars, more useless battles, hopefully not under Trump. We'll see. Back in a moment with John W. Spring with the negotiations over North Korea hanging.
If you or anyone you a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love, NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.